This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Human rights lawyers have gone to court in the Netherlands to call for a halt to the export of fighter jet parts to Israel that are being used in attacks on Gaza. Here's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Human rights lawyers have gone to court in the Netherlands to call for a halt to the export of fighter jet parts to Israel that could be used in attacks on Gaza. The rights organisations say that delivery of parts for F-35 jets make the Netherlands complicit in possible war crimes by Israel in its war with Hamas. The rights lawyers want the district court to issue an injunction banning exports of F-35 parts that are stored in the town of Wundrecht. The civil case in The Hague opened as the Israeli military renewed calls for mass evacuations from the southern Gaza town of Khan Yunis as it widens its ground offensive and bombards targets across the Gaza Strip. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Guinea-Bissau's president has dissolved parliament. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports it follows what he described as an attempted coup against his government.
In a decree on Monday, he accused the government of passivity in the face of the violence, in which clashes broke out on Thursday between two army factions. Mbalo's move leaves the unstable West African country without a lawmaking body for the second time since he came to power in 2020. And that raises the prospect of further turmoil.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle, who says coups and unrest have been common in the country since it gained independence from Portugal in 1974. An event to mark the International Day of Persons with Disabilities in Somalia.
I'd like to start by congratulating the Somali government